1 year stolen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a headline on the Wall Street Journal above a big blank space on the cover. Honoring Evan Gershkovich, the reporter Russia jailed as an accused spy 1 year ago today.
He's managing the best way he can.
That's Gershkovich's mother, Ella.
It takes a toll on us. It's definitely takes a toll on him.
Congressional leaders from both parties just put out a joint statement condemning what they call a baseless arrest, fabricated charges, and unjust punishment after we got this from the White House.
Journalism is not a crime, President Biden says. In a statement, the president says the Biden administration's working every day to secure the journalist's release, as well as free other Americans held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad, including Paul Whelan, an American convicted of espionage and serving a 16-year sentence in Russia.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden's campaign raked in a record $26 million at a fundraiser last night in New York City that featured ex-presidents Clinton and Obama supporting him. Former President Trump was also in New York at a wake for slain police officer Jonathan Diller, telling Fox's Brian Kilmeade after there was a lot of law enforcement there.
They have respect for this family. They have respect for what Jonathan meant and to me, to the most brave people. Look, it's getting worse and worse for police.
There will be a memorial march today for Diller, who was shot at a traffic stop Monday. The accused gunman has been charged with murder. They're in mourning in Hollywood. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died. He won an Emmy for his role in the TV miniseries Roots and an Oscar for this.
Another war can come up in 6 years. And if you're too peaceful a person to dump napalm on an enemy village where there might be women and children, I'm going to find that out.
Gossett got Best Supporting Actor for An Officer and a Gentleman, the first black actor to win that Academy Award. You might also remember him from the Iron Eagle movies. Louis Gossett Jr. died last night at the age of 87. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We normally check Wall Street at this time during the week, but there's nothing to check. The markets are closed for Good Friday after the quarter ended with the Dow and the S&P 500 at record highs. We did get an update to the economy this morning, a gauge of inflation the Federal Reserve closely monitors as it considers lowering interest rates that were raised to cut inflation.
Inflation numbers for February are mixed. The monthly increases for the PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and the PCE excluding food and energy were smaller than expected, up 0.3%. However, the PCE index for the year ending in February rose 2.5%. That's a stronger reading than some estimates. The core PCE for the year was up 2.8%, matching forecasts and an improvement from the revised January reading. Also, Americans were spending more than expected in February. Personal consumption rose 0.8%. Incomes were up 0.3%. Ginny Cosilda, Fox News.
As New York City gets ready to implement what's called congestion pricing on vehicles entering parts of Manhattan, there won't be any drivers to charge in some cars.
New York City takes a first step in eventually allowing driverless cars on its streets. Mayor Eric Adams releasing requirements for companies looking to apply for its new permit program, which has strict requirements like a human safety driver sitting behind the steering wheel at all times. Companies without previous autonomous vehicle testing experience in other cities need not apply, and information from previous tests must be submitted. There are currently four U.S. cities where people can hail robo-taxi rides: San Francisco, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The price of gas remains unchanged after a recent spike back up. AAA's national average for regular $3.53 a gallon, same as it's been all week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.